If anybody would like to come, please join us.
Oh, it's too high.
It is. last Thursday, Tim did a little dedication service for the plaque that is now outside for in memory of Reverend James Errington. So if you want to have a look at it after the service, it's now up on the wall. On the 21st of November, here at Dentonburn, we're holding the Engage event for the circuit, and we would like to give them some really good hospitality. So I'm going to put a notice up at the back of the church, and if people could please volunteer to do some food, either sweet or savoury, that would be lovely. And now I'll hand you over to Reverend Tim.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. And welcome to our special Remembrance Sunday service this morning. And it is lovely to have the Brownies here with us. And they're going to bring their flags forward at the very beginning of our Come Now Is The Time To Worship, call to worship song. So they're going to bring their flags forward and then we're going to sing. And the other parts of the service I will explain as we go along. So can I ask you all to stand, please, if you're able? Father, on this day we come to pray for peace in the world. Above the marching tread of angry nations, lift us above despair to the confidence that your purposes of love cannot fail, and that peace in the end must prevail. In the name of the Prince of Peace, Jesus, our Lord. Amen. Please be seated. Let's pray together. Let's pray. And on this Remembrance Sunday, let's just first reflect on a few passages from Scripture. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. What does the Lord require of you but to do justice and to love kindness and to walk humbly with your God? God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in times of trouble. Father, we thank you that we can gather together in fellowship with you and with each other this morning. We affirm the promise once again this morning that where two or more are gathered in your name, you will indeed be present with us. And so, Lord, we ask you to draw very close to us now. Many folk approach Remembrance Sunday with so many mixed emotions. Memories of those known to us directly or have been part of our family line, who've been lost in conflict. We have gratitude in our hearts for the sacrifice made by so many in the cause of freedom, but also sadness that humankind often seems to learn little from the passage of history about war and its frequent futility. So, Lord, we hold before you this day and give thanks for all those who've given so much in the name of freedom and justice, all those who've lost their lives in conflict and war. We lift before you those who've survived conflicts and come home, and yet within themselves the war has never really ended because of the emotional and physical wounds they still carry. Lord, you are a God of comfort, and so we ask that you would draw close to them this day, as many memories for them will be particularly acute on this Remembrance Sunday. So we lift before you all those who will be feeling the pain of remembrance today. As we meet and we worship and we share together, may we learn the way of love and grow ever closer to reflecting the light of Jesus in this world. And in his precious name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. You'll notice at the front here there's a rather strange looking tree. This is one that was started at Messy Church at Leamington yesterday, and we called it the Remembering Tree. And there's round the room, although I actually thought the brownies were going to be sitting at the front here, so I've put some over there. But we've just got empty chairs down here. But there's some little tags which just say, "Lord, I remember and thank you for." Okay, and it's got that written on one side with a poppy, and it's blank on the other side. And if any of you, during any time in this service, if you want to write a little tag, just put something you want to remember and be thankful for on it, okay? There's some tags, there's a lot of tags on this piano here. There's a few on the prayer table, and Tony's got a few there over by the keyboard. If at any time while we're singing any of our hymns or songs this morning, if you want to just come and stick your tag on the tree along with all the others on the Remembering Tree, you're very welcome to do so, okay? So that they're there for you. They're scattered around the room. There's pencils as well with them. So if you want to use them, then feel free to, if you want to put a little prayer tag on our Remembering Tree. We're going to sing again now. The words will be on the screen, but it's number 175. We're going to sing Light of the World, the song that declares about Jesus stepping down into our darkness and being our light and our hope. So let's sing together, Light of the World. Of timing our 2 minute silence and the run up to that, and I think I'm struggling, but hey, here we go. I'm just going to move on from that. If I was to ask you, what is love? I wonder what comes into your mind when we talk about the word love. What kind of things do you think about? I came across some cartoons I thought I would show you. Do you remember those Love Is cartoons? Yeah. I've got some of those here. Love is that special feeling. Yeah. Well, yeah, love might be a little fluttering in your heart, maybe. It could be that. What else have we got? Love is when he does things without having to be asked. Could add, of course, when she does things without having to be asked as well. Yeah, maybe if we love someone, we sometimes want to do things and they haven't had to actually ask us to do them. What about this one? Love is having all the patience in the world. Yeah, when we love somebody and we care for them, we try and be patient, don't we, when we need to be. Love is letting him read the sports section in silence. Maybe. Oh, we've got that one. Love is letting your sister use your skateboard. Does anyone have a skateboard? I haven't got a skateboard anymore. Has nobody got a skateboard? All right. You have, Heather, have you? Have you ever lent it to anyone? Did you get it back? Good. That's good. Love is babysitting for a friend. Yeah, that might be. It's always good to be able to hand the baby back. Love is giving him another chance, giving anyone another chance. Is very important, isn't it? Very, very important part of love. Love is making sacrifices. It is, and of course, the words sacrifice and love very much go together hand in hand, and very acutely so on this particular Sunday of remembrance. We're going to hear our first reading for this morning now. This is from John chapter 15, where Jesus is talking about what love is. I don't know who's going to read. Nat's coming.
Thank you. The reading is taken from John chapter 15, verses 9 to 17 inclusive. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. If you obey my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have obeyed my Father's commands, and I remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. My command is this: love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that he lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do what I command. You are my friends if I do what you command. I no longer call you servants, because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends. For everything that I learned from my Father, I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last. Then the Father will give you whatever you ask in my name. This is my command: love each other. To the joy of Jesus. Amen.
Thanks, Nat. A new command I give you: love one another as I have loved you. And of course, we know that Jesus, who calls us his friend, loved us sacrificially. And he calls us to love those around us in many different sacrificial ways. We're going to sing now, this time from your red hymn books, number 517, 517, Eternal Father, Strong to Save. Wonder if it's worth them. If we want to move any more of these tacks towards the back and spread them out a little bit, because I didn't put many at the back, and if you want to use any more, there's still some on there. So we need to, I'll just hand you those. Yeah, just pass them around. Let me take them around. In the mouth. We're kind of coming towards 11 o'clock, looking at the timings. So just to explain how we're going to do this, there's going to be some remembrance slides and a little video to watch as we move towards 11 o'clock. And then the music will just drop to silence, and then it will be around 11 o'clock, and we'll observe our 2 minute silence. And then after that, I'm going to prompt Norman and whichever one of the brownies is going to come. They've made a wreath as well for today. Did you just make that last week, or?
Yeah?
That's lovely. I've seen it already, and it looks amazing. So they're going to bring their wreath forward as well, and then there'll be the words of the exhortation on the screen that we respond to in the yellow type, and Norman is going to read the exhortation. Okay, so that's what we're going to do. So, with prayerful quiet and reflection, then we will just watch this video, and then we'll have our 2 minute silence. There should be sound.
They shall not grow old as we who are left grow old. Age shall not weary them, nor the years condemn. At the going down of the sun and in the morning, we will remember them.
We will remember them. We're going to sing again from your red hymn books now, number 639, Through the Love of God our Saviour. Anybody giving any backing for this one? Is this one not on CD perhaps? Oh. Actually, we could probably sing this unaccompanied. Shall we? Shall we stand to sing? I'll give you a note. if it's in the wrong key, you can blame me afterwards. Please be seated. We're going to have our second Bible reading for this morning. Now, this one is from 1 John, 1 John chapter 3, verses 16 to 24. I'm not sure who's reading that. Heather's reading it. Great. Lovely.
This is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for brothers. If anyone has material possessions and sees brother in need, but has no pity on him, how can we love God in him? Dear children, let us not love words or tongue, but with actions and in truth. This then is how we know that we belong in the truth, and how we set our hearts at the rest of his presence whenever our hearts condemn us. For God is greater than our hearts, and he knows everything. Dear friends, if our hearts do not condemn us, we have confidence before God and received from him anything we ask, because we obey his commands and do what pleases him. And this is his command, to believe in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and to love one another as he commanded us to. Those who obey his command live in him and him in them. And this is how we know he lives in us. We know it by the Spirit he gave us.
Thank you. Actually, Heather, can you stay up here? Yeah. Will you help me with a little experiment? Right. Let's put this chair here. Right. Okay.
Okay.
Pop that there. Okay. Right, I've brought a few things with me, as you can see, hiding under here. Okay, I've got myself Okay, can you see that, everybody? As best as you can. Right, okay. Heather, would you like to pour the jug of water in the vase, please? If you want to come forward, you can come forward. There's seats at the front here. But if you want to see, that's fine. Okay, that's good. We've got the water in. There's no clever trick in the fact that I'd put a little bit of food colouring in before you put the water in, so it's all gone red now, okay? Right. Would you like to put a little bit of oil in the top? Let's see how that looks. Let's see how it settles. I'll probably put a little bit more in, just put a little bit more. Is that quite cool? What's happened there? They've separated, haven't they? They've separated. The oil's on the top. Now then, I wonder what we can do to try and get these two substances to mix together. Because at the moment we've got the oil on the top and we've got the water on the bottom. Do you want to have a go? Give it a go. See if you can try and get it all nicely mixed together. Okay. What's happening? Has that worked? Does anybody else want to go? Do you want to try? Yeah, come on. Try. Take it in turns, both of you, and come out. See what you can do. Has that done anything? Isn't that weird? Do you want to go? You can have a go. Perhaps you're not stirring it hard enough, I don't know. Having a good go. Oh, Adeline's coming as well. Do you want to try? Yeah? Give it a little stir, Adeline. There we go. No? That's great. Heather, do you want to get the spoon out? That's great. Well, we've tried, haven't we? We've tried, we've done our best, we've stirred it round and round and round. But we've still got separation, haven't we, between the oil and the water. And there's a boundary there, if you like. I'd like to call it a front line between this and this. We have so much division in our world, don't we? And we end up with front lines all over the place because of separation of different groups of people in all different kinds of ways and in all different kinds of groupings. In a funny kind of way, I could call this talk, Jesus calls us all to be like fairy liquid. Okay? Why do I say that? Well, you've seen what's happened so far, haven't you? Okay? Would somebody like to come and squirt some fairy liquid? Come and squirt. What's your name? Lexi. Lexi, will you squirt some fairy liquid in the top of there, please? That's it. Good old squirt in there. Great. Yeah, that should do it. Or it'd be foaming. You like the magic cooking pot soon. Right. Heather, would you like to try again? Good old stir.
That's the foam.
On the top. Yeah. The fairy liquid has caused the oil on the top and the water to actually mix together. It's broken down the boundary that was there between the two, and now they're mixed together. And I guess if you gave it another good old mix, it's done. done pretty well. There's a little bit of oil still on the top, but it's generally worked and it's mixed together. There are times, unfortunately, when war does happen. But Jesus primarily calls us all to be peacemakers in this world, wherever possible, and in all our circumstances, whether it's making peace in our families, in our schools, or in our towns. He calls us to help and be the ones to break down the divisions that cause so much trouble and strife in the world. So may we all learn how to be a little bit like Fairy Liquid, breaking down sometimes what seem like impossible barriers between two different things, just like we had between our oil and our water. Okay, thank you very much. Give Heather a round of applause. Really. Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, where should we put it? Actually, I'll put it on the windowsill back in. That's good. Thank you. You thought you were just doing a reading. Oh, you've left your Bible behind. Okay, that's good. Right. Thank you. So we're just going to move now into a time of prayer on this Remembrance Sunday. So let's pray together. Let's pray. So loving Heavenly Father, today we remember. We hold before you the sacrifices and the lives lost or torn apart by war. We remember the families affected by bereavement. We remember families torn right through the centre by war and its consequences. We hold before you all those parts of the world where there's tension and conflict, and sometimes the injustices in our world can seem too much for us to understand. Lord Jesus, in those times, help us to remember that you fed 5,000 people with only 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. And give us hope that what we have to offer will be enough to make a difference too. Father, sometimes the fear of the reaction and opinions of others can tempt us not to speak up on behalf of those we know we really should. Lord Jesus, in those times, help us to remember that you dared to turn over the tables of the money changers and give us the courage to risk following you without counting the cost. Lord, there are times when we can feel real anger at those who are violent and oppressive, to those who hurt and cause pain. Help us to remember that you prayed for those who killed you. And give us compassion for our enemies too. And so we pray, Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord, we remember before you all those who sacrificed themselves for the sake of freedoms which we still enjoy today. We thank you, Father, for your Son, Jesus, who sacrificed himself so that we might know new life and new freedom in him. So, Lord, as we consider in our minds the symbols of the poppy and the cross together, both symbols of sacrifice and loss, to bring about new hope and freedom, may we always remember that our freedom has never been free. And as we think upon the promise of Jesus that he is with us right until the close of the age, help us to remember that true peace is not the absence of war or the absence of noise or anything else. Peace for the Christian is not the absence of something, it's the presence of someone. And that someone is the risen Jesus, who defeats the sting of death completely and comes to live in us. Lord, as we leave this place later on today, may we go out with a sense of your peace within us, and knowing that even in some small way, we may be peacemakers for the sake of our world and for the sake of your kingdom. And in Jesus' precious name we ask this. Amen. Amen. We're coming towards our time of communion this morning, where we're going to share in bread and wine at the front. And just like to say that all are welcome at this table this morning. All are welcome to share in the bread and wine, young and old alike. And if you're not sure what to do, you'll be prompted to come forward when it's the right time to come forward, and you can kneel at the front, and we'll give you the bread and the wine, and just follow what everyone else is doing, and that'll be fine. Okay. We're going to share in the peace now, and the peace is just when we give a greeting of peace to those around us. We might shake their hand and say, "Peace be with you." So if you'd like to follow the words on the screen and respond with the words in yellow that are on the screen. Can I ask you all to stand? Jesus said, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid. The peace of the Lord then be always with you."
And also with you.
Would you like to share a greeting of peace with those around you?
Sharing a lot of peace. Okay, you can sit down. The stewards are going to wait on us for our offering. Lord, we thank you once again for your love and sacrifice to us. Lord, accept now this gift of money, and along with it, our hearts and our lives. And Lord, we pray that you would use all things for your glory and for your kingdom and for the peace of this world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Please be seated.
come to the rescue. Okay. I'm sorry, but you need your words, so we'll have to wait until they get them back up on the screen. So if you'd like to respond with the words in yellow type. To you we come, Father of lights, with angels and saints, where heaven and earth unite. May Jesus meet us in the breaking of the bread.
Amen.
Yours, Lord, is the greatness, the power, the glory, the splendor and the majesty. For everything in heaven and on earth is yours. All things come from you. And of your own do we give you. No, it's all right. I'll do it. All right. Most of you will know this, so. The previous slide, I think.
Sorry.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should always sing of your glory, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord. For you are the hope of the nations, the builder of the city that is to come. Your love made visible in Jesus Christ brings home the lost, restores the sinner, and gives dignity to the despised. In his face your light shines out, flooding lives with goodness and truth, gathering into one in your kingdom a divided and broken humanity. Therefore, with all who can give voice in your creation, we glorify your name, forever praising you and saying, Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. We praise you and bless you, loving Father, through Jesus Christ our Lord. And as we obey his command, send your Holy Spirit, that broken bread and wine outpoured may be for us the body and blood of your dear Son. On the night before he died, Jesus had supper with his friends, and taking bread, he praised you. He broke the bread, gave it to them and said, Take. Eat. This is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. When supper was ended, he took the cup of wine. Again he praised you, gave it to them, saying, Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant. Blood of my new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. So, Father, we remember all that Jesus did. In him we plead with confidence his sacrifice made once for all upon the cross. Bringing before you the bread of life and cup of salvation, we proclaim his death and resurrection until he comes in glory. Great is the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. So let us pray with confidence in the words our Saviour gave us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Lord of all life, help us to work together for that day when your kingdom comes and justice and mercy will be seen in all the earth. Look with favour on your people. Gather us into your loving arms and bring us and all the saints to feast at your table in heaven. Through Christ and with Christ and in Christ, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honour and glory are yours, O loving Father, for ever and ever.
Amen.
We break this bread to share in the body of Christ. Though we are many, we are one body, because we all share in the one bread. So draw near with faith. Come and receive the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. And as I say, all are welcome to come forward to this table. And so we say our final prayer together. Almighty God, we thank you for feeding us with the body and blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, we offer you our bodies to be a living sacrifice. Send us out in the power of your Spirit to live and work to your praise and glory. Amen. And so as we commit our hearts and our lives to God afresh this morning, we sing our final hymn together from your red books, number 566, number 566, Take My Life and Let It Be, Consecrated, Lord, to Thee. 566. Go from this place with renewed inspiration to do the work of God. Seek good, not evil. Love goodness and establish justice. This is the greatest offering we can make, letting justice roll down like waters and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. And may the blessing of God go with us this day and evermore. Amen.